evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hoopers Podcast. I am your host, the president of the Hoopers, the headband warrior, Ben Roberts. And today, for the first time, we have two guests. And my first guest, I think you know him very well, a man who goes by many names, Sean Emmett. And that's it. It's Sean Emmett Morris. Say hello to the folks at home.
Hiya.
Again. Say hello again.
Hello.
No, I didn't mean you had to say it twice. I just meant you were saying hello again.
Hello.
No, yeah, you can stop now.
Okay.
And my second guest today, for the first time, is a man who goes by many names. Gitarono. Glitter. Guts. Gutter. But most affectionately of all, on Lawn Pant, he goes by... It's Guitar Sean Hughes.
Can't say.
No, I'll bleep it out. And he's with us for the full hour, both of them. How about this, yeah? Two guests. It's a three-way podcast. We're going to see how it goes. It's experimental. And all of us in this room right now, one, two, three, Hooper's founding members. How about that? I think the folks at home are going to be pleased to hear some familiar voices. The founding members of the Hoopers.
The core of the Hoopers.
The core, you could even say.
I like the founding fathers, though. That's,
yeah, like it makes us... Yeah. Didn't we at one point, we came up for like, because I'm the president and you were the something and you were the something. Everyone had a title.
Yeah.
Do you remember what your title was?
No. I feel like we need to explain the thing.
No, because I'm going to bleep it out, so don't explain it. We can't be...
Plausible deniability, guitar.
No, I think you started the Hoopers, didn't you, Emmett?
It was just a group chat, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you started the group chat.
Kind of escalated. I think we've got to give credit to Guitar Hoopers for...
Yeah, absolutely. Came up with the name because he was trying to make fun of us, call us... But we all just loved the name so much.
It's a great name. Should we explain what Hoopers means, though? Because for the folks at home...
Well, how would you explain it in a clean way now?
Yeah, in a family-friendly way, how do we explain it?
Should we replace certain words with other certain words?
Yeah. Like, when a man and a man love each other, love each other very much, they go to bed together, and I think we can just leave it at that.
Yeah, you got the picture.
Yeah. Like me and Emmett will be doing tonight, we're staying over at Gittel's house, aren't we?
We're not sharing a bed, are we?
Are we not?
Yeah.
We'll see ya.
Yes, you are.
Sleep where we drop. That's what I say. We're going to have some fun here. Yeah, we've all known each other since we were like 4 or 5, something like that.
Yeah.
Used to play together every day. Nowadays, we just text each other about The Apprentice once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're both huge, all three of us, huge Apprentice fans.
Huge Apprentice fans.
It is a great show, isn't it, The Apprentice? It's one of those shows, I think, that's like a British... It's like, if you're British, I think you are compelled to watch The Apprentice.
I think like America tried to...
It's not the same.
...pick it up, and it's just not the same as...
No. For any American or foreign listeners, we're going to be talking a bit about The Apprentice today, but don't tune... And they're probably thinking, oh, why are they talking about some random reality TV show? But in Britain, Apprentice is, I think, is a special show. Mm-hmm. The British version. They've just got it spot on. The music... The Mozart. Did you know it was Mozart in it?
Mm-hmm. Did you have to ask me? Why didn't you have to ask Guitar?
I'm just saying, I know Guitar knows his classical music.
Just
Guitar.
Okay. Plenty for me, mate.
Guitar's a trained trombonist, are you not?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Playing the trombone, yeah. And the piano, and guitar.
I think it's you that does the Hooper's intro theme song, isn't it?
Correct, yeah.
Or you could do if you wanted to.
We haven't stolen it from anywhere.
Don't you play the cornet?
I do indeed.
The cornet and the banjo.
No, not the banjo, just the cornet.
Just the cornet. Well, that's less exciting, I suppose.
Sorry.
But anyway, The Apprentice. Yeah, I'm trying to explain to the folks at home that don't watch The Apprentice. There's still something for you in this podcast, I think. I think this is going to be an exciting podcast for everyone. So let's talk about it, shall we? The Apprentice. Emmett, why don't you tell the folks at home the premise of The Apprentice?
Well, I don't think I'm the best person, really, because I've only started watching it for, like, properly for a while.
That's true. He's the newest viewer.
I'm a bit of a newbie.
Me and Gitar have been watching it together for many years now.
What season are we on now?
We're on season 13, I think.
You know what? It's crazy. It's a testament of a good show right there, isn't it? You know?
Mm. Although, the only way is Essex is on, like, season 23.
Yeah.
The Apprentice is only on once a year, isn't it?
So. That's true. The Apprentice is a special show.
Yeah.
No, the Apprentice goes like this. 16 or 18 candidates start 18, out.
18.
18 this year, but it used to be 16. 18 candidates start out vying for a job offer or a business investment from Sir Alan, Lord Sugar.
Get it, the title right, yeah. Lord Sugar.
He was Sir Alan. It's Alan Sugar. He was made a Sir, so it was Sir Alan. And now he, and then he was made a Lord, so now it's Lord Sugar.
Because of the show.
Because of the show. Because
was it actually?
No. Charity. I think he's involved in the Labour Party or something.
I don't think that is stupid, though. Literally anyone can get, like, knighted or a lordship these days. And it doesn't really mean anything, does it?
Well, I mean, they give to charity and stuff like that. I think that you get a lordship for stuff that you do behind the scenes, you know what I mean?
You know, back in the day, it used to mean something, didn't it? You know, if you were knight, you know, you were a pretty big deal.
No, but I'm sure there are a lot of people that got knighthoods back in the day that you just haven't heard of. And you're not outraged about them because you haven't heard of them.
Yeah, that's probably true.
He is the British counterpart to Donald Trump in America. And we're not going to be talking about Donald Trump in this podcast at all, okay?
That would be entertaining, actually. No, let's leave it.
Babies. I just noticed he's got any notes on the whole thing.
I'm about to crumple up all my meticulously planned notes. No, look, I'll get Lee Tamayo on in a couple of months, and he can tell us what he thinks about Donald Trump. That sounds good, doesn't it?
I can probably guess what he's got to say about it.
It'll be the first time I've spoken to him in about 10 years.
Didn't you speak to him on Facebook Live before?
Oh, yeah, that's
his comments.
Yeah, it just doesn't really count. No, look, The Apprentice is a great show. So every week they have to do tasks, don't they? They get split into two teams, and it's usually who can come up with the best idea or who can make the best money from selling.
Have you asked Emmett what the name of the two teams are in this year's Apprentice?
What are the name of the two teams this year, Ems?
Vitality.
It's
Graphene.
Which is stronger than steel,
apparently.
According to...
Isn't that what they call their burger?
Graphene.
I'm sure that's what they called their burger in the first episode.
No, that's what they called their team in the first episode.
So they named their own teams?
Yeah. Didn't they just market the burgers as... Obviously, episode one, they sold burgers. I thought marketed them as just burgers.
Well, no, they didn't, did they? Because the boys marketed them as organic burgers, but they weren't even organic burgers.
Yeah, no, so I'm sure they were
Graphene. Graphene is the girls' team, and I'm sure they just said beef on that. Like, their whole thing was they kept the labels simple.
It was meant to be like a strong burger, whereas the boys went for vitality, for the healthier burger. I think that's what it was.
Well, the girls were trying to go for upmarket, but in the end, they just didn't mention that to anyone.
Well, they still won, though, didn't they?
They won.
Because
you've got to give them credit for winning. At the end of the day, whichever team wins, you've got to give them a bit of credit.
Like, last year, didn't they have, like, Nebula as a team name?
What would you... Right, go on. You're in a room. Think of a name for your team, quickly.
Hoopers.
What an answer.
Look, you got to respect that answer. I don't think the rest of the team is going to respect it, but I respect it. And that's Emmett, this is a family show. You should know. You're a podcast expert at this point.
Sorry, just slipped out.
I'm trying to think of like a strong... It's hard to come up with a strong word off the top of your head. Anyway, no one cares. Right, so this is... Week 6 is the last episode that aired. So that's obviously what's going to be fresh in our mind.
Let's just get his notes out.
Hey. No, but I really appreciate your notes. And they forgot his notes.
And they didn't make any notes.
So this is... Let me set up week 6 and then we'll talk about which candidates we like, which candidates we don't. This week was a guided tour task. Show a group of British tourists around the picturesque city of Bruges in Belgium. Whoever can make the most profit from their tour wins. Which team will leave with an un-Flemish record?
Wee-hee.
And which will go home with a Bruges-digo?
That was awful.
No, well, I had to come up with something.
Just carry on.
Because the voice... No, that's it. Because the voiceover guy always has like a bit of a little pun. Yeah. So I tried my best to come up with... Anyway, let's talk about the candidates.
It wasn't great. It was just cringe watching it.
It was a mess.
It was terrible.
But to be fair, look, you know, both teams got a bit lost. They didn't know where they were going. They didn't know what they were talking
about. Charles on
the map. Charles especially got lost.
Charles has done so well to stay.
He's been in the bottom three now, though. It is his confidence.
That's at least the second time.
Me and Emin were saying in the car that he speaks as if he knows what he's talking about, and that just carries him through.
Do you remember in the... where they had to buy week five, where they had to go buy like different things.
Yeah.
And they had to go buy a Jewish pastry.
Yeah.
And Charles is like Jewish himself.
Yeah.
And he went to a Turkish supermarket to get. Surely
he
should know.
He was. If I was him, because he had a nightmare first week, and Lord Sugar was like, "You've got to shape up." And since then, he's basically just blended into the back. He just disappeared.
No, to be fair though, he has offered to be, you know, the leader every week.
Yeah, true. True.
Karen Brady said, "Always the bridesmaid, never the bride."
Yeah,
that is what Karen Brady said.
She did say
harsh but fair.
Great comment.
Karen Brady, who follows them around taking notes.
I love her.
Yeah, she's great. Her and Claude are. Were you watching it, Guitar? I know you weren't, Emmett. Were you watching it back when Nick and Margaret were following them around?
Yeah.
Those two were, I think, a little bit better than Claude and Karen.
Well, Claude tweeted Johnny, by the way, remember?
Oh, yeah, he did.
2 years ago, he did.
I'll tweet Claude this, unless we say some horrible things about him later.
Oh, I think Claude's safe.
No, Claude had a good week. He went on the Segways.
Claude, whenever he's on your...
Well, he didn't really, did he? But
well, he has a quarter of an hour on it, yeah.
Whenever he's on the sister show, You're Fired, which Emmett is a big fan of. You watch You're Fired, don't you? He's like laughing and joking and that. And then when he in the real show, he's all serious. So I reckon if we tweet him, it'll be nice. Send us some money or something.
He's a true professional,
maybe.
Isn't he?
Why not invest in the Hoopers podcast, Claude? You got some money. Do you know Claude used to run Tottenham Football Club?
No, I didn't. I thought that was just...
It's because I went back and watched season one
right. This
morning, and he introduces Claude, and he says, "This is Claude. He's been running Tottenham Hotspur Football Club for a long time." So
didn't do it very well, did he?
No, they only won one trophy in that time, which was the Worthington Cup.
What's that? What's that thing? Like the Capital One Cup or something?
Yeah.
Oh God.
It's called the Carabao Cup or something now, isn't it? What's it called now?
I think you're right. Yeah.
The Carabao Cup.
I always know it's the Carling Cup.
Ah, it's my best chance for a medal.
Well.
Oh, is it? Grow up.
Grow up. We're doing impressions early today. No, but look, Charles is bad, yeah. But there's a lot of bad candidates this year.
Anisha really annoyed me yesterday as well.
Anisa is the mod. I've written down modern glasses Muslim.
Yeah, I'm not going to say why I've written down it. But I'm not being racist. Ben is.
It's not racist. She is Muslim.
Racist.
Well, she's an Indian lady
she's
who practices Islam.
But like with her yesterday, what was she in charge of? She was in charge of just giving a bit of details about the buildings, wasn't she?
Yeah, she had to do the guided tour.
And she was saying that like she got a book and it was like an encyclopedia and she didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
Where really, when there's a building, you've just got to just give them a few facts and everybody's happy.
Because I felt sorry for her. I was thinking, oh, it is hard giving a guided tour of a city you don't know. And then I was actually looking. She's got loads of books telling her all the facts.
But literally, that's all you need to do is name the building, year it was built, how long it took, and then what it's there for, and then that's it. People are happy. Get your selfies and go.
You know, there's only four buildings they actually stopped. Four locations they actually stopped. So she had four things to learn.
Yeah.
That's really, you know, and Harrison, he was brilliant, wasn't he? When he got to the square and he was like, you know, the mixture of the old and new, ingenious approach, ingenious. That was it. That's all he needed.
I love that line. Harrison is the one who thinks he can sing. He sang in one of the.
He wasn't as bad as what I was expecting, though.
No, but he's not quite as good as the Head Nod Warrior.
Definitely not.
What I was going to say, let me play devil's advocate here for a minute, okay? This task has got to be a lot harder than it looks. Showing people around a city that you've never been in before. Imagine if someone just plonked you in Prague now and they were like, right, do a guided tour of Prague and you're not allowed to see the streets beforehand.
You know what I'm a bit confused about? Are they not allowed to use their phones or...
No.
I don't think they are.
Not to look up,
but
only to ring
people.
You've
got a map and you've got encyclopedia, so a book on everything that's in the city.
Yeah.
So surely to just pick four or five venues and just a route to walk along, it's not that hard, is it?
Yeah, but saying that, get up. I've been here four times and I got lost on the way here again today.
But I think though that sums up who they've got on the show this year. They haven't actually got.
They've got a guy.
An amazing business.
No, there's no one.
It's just an entertaining thing, isn't it?
There's no one very sharp.
They've got a guy who is measuring distance with a biro. And he's just trying to say, yeah, it looks about 12 minutes with a pen. I was like, how do you even measure that?
That was Charles again, getting involved.
Idiot.
They say, you're swearing a lot tonight.
You are swearing.
Sorry,
come on.
Just Charles, he brings out.
He's had two beers and he's swearing.
Beer. He was absolutely going nuts as soon as he opened the bottle. Yeah?
As well, though, another thing, Elizabeth.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about Elizabeth at some
Elizabeth,
point, so we might as well.
The breaks there.
Right? What was it supposed to be? A historic around
booze?
And she went for a modern.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what do you mean a
modern tour?
Yeah, a modern tour. It said an historic tour around the beautiful city of Bruges, and I was like, oh no.
First of all, her first mistake is it's supposed to be fun. She's out there shouting at everyone.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you. And she pulled her sergeant aside. It was like a school trip.
She's the biggest character in this season.
Her team, I was quite impressed with everybody but her, but she did win, which she did well.
Yeah.
But
I thought Claude hit the nail on the head. She acts like a headmistress.
Yeah.
Like an old fashioned headmistress.
Didn't Lord Sugar compare her to North Korea's
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, he did. Because that was all over Twitter last night as well. Like, oh, no.
Yeah, he did. He did.
So that's not great.
But I thought, the headmistress, I started thinking when he said that. Yeah, because I was struggling to imagine how. I've written down in my notes, how has Elizabeth got through life and socialised with people up until this point? Do you know what I mean?
You know what? She stood out in week one, didn't she? I was like, remember watching her and thinking, you're going to do my head in for most of this show. And you're going to be in it for a long time, aren't
you? Yeah. As soon as you've seen her, you thought, she is going to do
it. She's not that. Like, she does some good stuff and she does work hard.
Well,
but she's so
annoying. The thing is,
annoying.
You're looking at, she has been project manager this week and she did win it.
She did
so
win it.
You can't really.
And even the first task when everyone was shouting at her, I watched it this morning. She was doing some. She did some stuff that.
Didn't she get somebody's name wrong in the first task?
Yeah, she did.
She got Joanna's name wrong, didn't she? And Joanna replied, like, saying, if you're not going to call me by the right name, just don't say it at all. And it's like, ooh.
Yeah, I wouldn't the same room as her.
You know, the decorating task, when she was just measuring things and they were all wanting to leave. At that point, I thought, God,
the decorating task was when she was most annoying.
Yeah.
Definitely. She
got the measurements wrong as
well.
Oh,
well, she measured every wall three, four times and still got it wrong.
But the show needs her because she is the biggest character on there. She's great to watch.
She was a classmate with Siobhan for ages, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And you thought, oh my God, this is going to be knackering. And then Siobhan's gone.
I'm so glad Siobhan's gone. She was annoying.
She was annoying.
And Elizabeth's just carried on, really, isn't she? Just, you know. I think she's going to be in it for a long time. I don't think she's going to win it, but I hope not.
She won't win it. I think she might get to the interview stage.
That's the thing, because she's been a project manager now and she's been successful, so she doesn't need to sort of prove herself for the next few weeks, does she? So,
going back to week one, who stood out for you?
Week one, who stood out for me? Well, they keep saying that Sarah is really good. Claude always says that Sarah is really good.
Which one? There's two.
The one that's just called Sarah.
Yeah,
and not Sarah Jane.
Well, Sarah Jane's gone yesterday.
Sarah Jane. I'm talking about just Sarah. Sarah was project manager of the girls in week one.
Yeah, I think Sarah could be good. That's what I've got down in my notes.
Claude said she was good, so I wrote down straight away. I was like, well, Claude says she's good, so she must be good. But I don't really notice her, to be honest.
I've got written down. Not seen much of her. I think she'll do okay.
She's
on sugar. Probably likes her.
Yeah.
I think she'll get. She's in.
She doesn't stand out for me because she hasn't got like glasses or anything. It's hard for me to remember her face.
But tell you who has got glasses. Michaela.
Michaela's got some glasses.
And I think she stood out quite a bit as well.
And
I think she's going to do well.
Calls everybody babes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
she's
going to do well, though.
She's got an incredibly annoying Yorkshire voice.
Is it Yorkshire?
Well, something like if it is, it's like a strange. It's like a cross between Mank and Yorkshire.
Just about to ask you to do it.
Who remembers what she did in week three, was it? With the robots.
What did she? Oh, she changed the name.
She changed
the
name. So what was the name? They had Jeffrey.
It was called Jeffrey,
Eyes.
And then they changed it to
Simon. And they'd already programmed the robots, and she didn't tell them.
But
as well, what did they do in that What was wrong with the...
that was just awful.
The board. Drumbit was like...
There was nothing on it.
It was black background with blue writing and they spelt you are wrong, didn't they?
Yeah, they had so much typos.
They put you are robot instead of your robot.
It's crazy. It's crazy how wrong they can get some of the tasks.
But some of them go on about like how they're already earning 200 grand a year and things.
That's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy.
There's some moments in it I genuinely can't watch. I have to turn around because my face
is really tough.
From cringing.
Yeah. I have a clip ready for later. That's like my favourite apprentice moment of all time, and it is the cringiest. Like, it's hard to watch. Like, when I first watched it, I couldn't watch it.
Is it with Claude, the interview?
No, it's a woman doing a pitch.
That's gotta be the most famous one though, with Claude.
Oh yeah. I've got Claude.
That guy.
God. I've got Claude.
What's his name again?
The one that he chewed out?
The young one, yeah.
Solomon.
What a lad.
We'll get to that. It's a classic moment.
See, that's the one that kind of drew me in. I thought, Jesus Christ.
When I tagged you on that?
Yeah, basically. And I thought, wow, I've got to give this a go.
Absolutely wiped the floor with it. Nobody saw that coming.
After we play the clip.
We'll play the clip. Oh, do you want to play the clip now?
A bit at the end. Yeah, might as well play it.
Let's play the clip now.
We can talk about it.
So this is, let me introduce the clip. This is season 6 or 7 or 8 or something. I should have introduced it better than that. Okay, so in this season...
One of the seasons.
This is not great.
In the season, Solomon had a reputation for being dim, but somewhat creative with branding, and had been riding his luck in the background of tasks to get to the penultimate week of the series. He decided not to include financial estimates in his 8-page business plan, instead devoting 2 pages to logo ideas. Claude, by this time, had a long-held reputation for being a tough interviewer, since eviscerating James at the same stage in season 5 and chewing out Stuart Baggs in season 6. And that's what we're going to watch, the short interview when Solomon meets Claude. Here it is.
And I've got to say that when I read your application form, it filled me with pleasure. There were no boastful brags about how great you are and how you're the greatest salesman or you're the greatest everything. It was very, very mature, very nicely written. So from my point of view, that was a sheer pleasure.
Thank you so much for saying that.
I've told you how pleased I was with your CV. And then I came on to actually look at the proposal that you're pitching for Lord Sugar. And frankly, it's a bloody disgrace. It's a bloody disgrace. The 10 years I've done this, I've never seen something that's put together 2 bloody pages with pictures on one page. What do you think you're coming here for? What do you think you're coming here for? You can leave. Goodbye.
Can I argue the... Can I say...
There's nothing to argue. You give me pictures of sailboats. You give me pictures of sailboats. What am I going to work on? Pictures of sailboats? What is that? What is that?
That's a luggage. Yeah, luggage.
You're taking the... Please leave. That's not the way out.
That was brilliant.
That was brutal. That is one of the most brutal things I've ever seen.
It's the most brutal apprentice moment, I think.
I just love how they set him up, though. They like start off with the positives, like Alan Sugar does it as well, and then they just go boom.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah. And if the listeners haven't seen that clip, go and watch it on YouTube, because you're only getting half the story listening to it. Because Solomon's face is delightful.
It's the way that he brings him up and makes him like feel like he's, I don't know, he seems to think he's so confident and he's getting so much praise, and then he literally just...
Claude said afterwards, apparently his business plan or his CV was actually like really nice. Like when he was complimenting him, it was genuine.
But, you know, Claude had to do that because that's how I know Claude. You know, it kind of set him up. It kind of propelled him, basically, didn't it? You know?
That's how Emir knows Claude. Friends now. Oh, friends!
Well, I haven't tweeted
at
them.
Claude!
I haven't tweeted them.
Yeah. At Claude,
but, you know,
BBC!
Claude, if you want to be friends, you know.
Claude should reach out to us. At least give us a wave or a something. We're big fans of you here, Claude.
I prefer Karen Brady, but you know. If you want to be friends...
I don't think Karen Brady's going to tweet us, to be honest. She's a bit hard-lined.
Well, she's busy at the moment with West Ham, yeah?
Claude's got a heart, yeah.
Let's not go into football. We'll be here all night.
What? That's all I said. That was West Ham.
Poor West Ham.
Daz.
Dazza.
That's hard, yeah. That's hard to take.
West Ham are in a bad way at the moment.
And looking at games.
Is Karen Brady still? Yeah, she is. Still,
she's still on the board, yeah. That's what I mean. She's very busy.
Alan Sugar made a joke about West Ham and she did not take it very well.
She did not.
Do you want to hear do you want to hear some of my Karen Brady facts?
Go on.
Okay. Predictably, she married a footballer. As chairman of Birmingham City FC, Karen sold her current husband, Paul Pesce-Salido, twice.
Sorry.
What? Sold him.
That's ruthless. Although, maybe, if you get sold as a player and you don't put a transfer request in, don't you get a certain percentage of it?
I don't know.
So maybe...
Yeah, maybe there was maybe something untoward.
Didn't realise that.
She was also arrested and imprisoned in 2006 amid reports of corruption in football, although she was later released without
charge.
Shut
up. Really?
Nice!
You're liking these Karen Brady
facts. I like them more now.
In the same year, she was diagnosed with a potentially fatal cerebral aneurysm, underwent neurosurgery, and was back to work a month later. So she's a very impressive lady.
She's,
yeah.
And that potentially fatal cerebral aneurysm is what inspired her to do The Apprentice, because she said life's too short and you've got to have fun.
She doesn't seem like she has a lot of fun on the show.
No, she doesn't look like she
does. As in, sometimes she'll crack a joke every now and again, but even when she cracks a joke, she doesn't laugh
at
it.
You know what? I think she loves it, because she's so brutal with people, you know? Yeah. Like, she just takes the basically, doesn't she?
I can't... But I think if I went on The Apprentice, yeah? And I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility. If I went on The Apprentice, I think Karen would really like my jokes.
I don't think so.
I think she would. She'd be in the corner, bored all day, following me around, and I just say, you know,
I think
one of my classic puns.
Yeah, I think she might like you.
Is it weird that I'm...
If you, people really get to know you, you're very likeable, yeah?
And if she sells me twice, then I know she really likes me.
I like Karen. I'm quite attracted to her, to be honest with you.
Yeah, she's a very attractive lady.
That picture that you sent me, you her in Birmingham City, we'll tweet it.
We'll tweet it to Claude.
Yeah.
That's how
he's so awkward at the boardroom.
That's how we're going to get Claude's attention. Karen Brady's daughter is now a model. Started her modelling career.
Not surprising, really, though.
I haven't looked up what her daughter looks like, but I imagine she's a nice lady.
Yeah. He looks anything like Karen.
Well, what?
Emma's game.
Well, all that matters to me.
What are you saying? You're not gay?
No, I'm in a relationship. Happy relationship, mate.
Yeah, so am I, but, you know, Karen Brady.
Well, you just said a second ago you were game.
What do you mean by game?
What don't I mean by game?
I don't know, I wouldn't subject women like that, really.
Guys,
I
don't know.
I like you know,
no,
you're into that.
If you're game, then it means you're up for something, isn't it?
Get off. You can't talk about it like that.
How's that? You can be game about boys, it's up to you, mate. It's whatever you're up to, isn't it?
Get off.
Wow.
Hello.
Get off.
Yeah.
When you grow up, you're going to realise that women are not a game.
I never said they were a game. I said, Emir, are you game?
Look at him raising his voice now, going on the fence.
Yeah, let's move on, and we can block all this out.
Women are not objects. Or games.
Do you hear that, Claude? So you can close that picture of Karen Brady that you're staring at. No.
Probably have to edit all this out here.
No, we'll see. The thing about The Apprentice, yeah? If you win, you're not guaranteed a great time. Let me read out some. Season 4 winner Lee McQueen upset Lord Sugar by calling in sick on his very first day.
Wow.
Why would you?
That is pretty bad.
Even if you came down with...
How is he now, then?
Leg.
How's he doing now?
He left, but he lasted a couple of years.
Huh.
But he has left. Season 5 winner Yasmina left in 2012 after falling pregnant as a result of a whirlwind office romance.
With Lord Sugar.
With Andrew Hepburn.
You? Yeah.
Andrew Hepburn. I can only assume that it's Audrey Hepburn's son.
Moving on.
Season 6 winner Stella English was forced to sign up for Job Seekers Allowance after she left Lord Sugar's employ only months after winning and unsuccessfully sued him, leaving her reputation and her bank balance in tatters.
Jesus.
Ouch.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
Why risk suing Lord Sugar? Lord Sugar later said, she's underestimated me.
Yeah.
Which is probably true. Well,
probably, I don't know, sums up his candidates, because they're all pretty thick on this one.
I thought she was lucky.
What season was she in?
She was season 6.
So it had been like 5 series beforehand of seeing what he was like and how brutal he could be. And she still didn't pick up on the
I think in her lawsuit, she was upset that she said that her job was more like a PA, and she wanted to be involved in like creativity and ideas and decisions. I think it was like, well, it was an unsuccessful lawsuit, as you well know. And I should just mention the greatest candidate in Apprentice history, Stuart Baggs, the brand, tragically died of an asthma attack at only 27 years of age in 2015.
That's a massive shame.
Do you remember him, Gay? Were you watching season 6?
No, I don't remember.
He
did say something there about being the best candidate.
He was the best candidate of all time. It'd be pretty hard to argue.
What about last year's candidate?
Which one?
You know which one.
Karthik.
Karthik. What did he say? He said, give me a laptop and I'll make you £1 million, didn't he? That was his final statement before he got sacked.
He got sacked before he even like got invited to come back in, basically, didn't he?
Karthik was absolutely brilliant.
On the bottom.
Yeah, you're pointing me towards Grain. I don't even remember. How do you say that name?
Oh,
Grain.
Yeah, she was the Irish one that we were rooting for.
To be fair to Baby, it is really hard to pronounce her name.
How do you say her name?
Don't know. That's why I showed it to you.
It's the Irish one, wasn't it? And
yeah.
She kind of crumbled in the internet.
Irish one from
last. Yeah. The brunette one, she was the most switched on last year, but I don't think her business plan was great.
I remember.
Because didn't she want to open like a salon or something so money wise it wasn't great.
Yeah, she just wasn't prepared to.
But we were rooting for her last year, weren't we?
I was rooting
for
her.
She was decent.
Rooting for Francis.
I can't remember who that was. Damn my notes! Right, quickly.
Go on.
One word answer. Gitter, who are you rooting for this year?
Who am I rooting for?
No. Who do you think will win?
I think Sarah's going to win. Well, at the moment, yeah.
Sarah's your prediction to win.
Sarah or Jade. Can I say both?
Yeah. Emmett?
I think it's going to be between James White and Michaela Wayne. Wayne, I don't know how to pronounce it.
I think James.
I think James.
Language! He's a very nice guy.
I've got James down as thinks he's a good looking when actually he's just a but I've also put down thinks he's going to do well.
I've put young comb over smug.
I never has gone for I think he's going to win.
So yeah, Michaela.
I'm going to go for Joanna.
Do you reckon?
Figure out who Joanna is.
I think Joanna's the kind of girl who's you won't notice her till right at the end, and then in the interview process, all the interviewers will say, "Oh, she's a strong woman."
Yeah, kind of like Alana last series, where Karthik forgot her name during one of the episodes.
Yeah. The thing is, though, you've got these 18 candidates now, and Lord Sugar's already seen all their business plans.
Yeah, so he says he hasn't, but he must.
He's seen it because you've got to apply with a business plan, haven't you, to go in the program? So he already knows who he fancies taking through. So. Sometimes when you see somebody in the bottom three and you're thinking, oh, they've done really terrible in this, they might actually have a really good business plan. So
you're right.
You can tell who he doesn't like pretty early on, though.
Yeah, because to get sacked after week one is pretty harsh. But if he knows that you've got a bad business plan and you've just had a bad week, then you're gone, aren't you?
Okay. I really appreciated those one-word answers, boys.
Listen, you've cancelled Johnny's podcast because he didn't talk enough, and
I'm trying
to snarl because we're talking too much.
It's because
I can't win with you, baby.
It's because I'm trying to segue into talking about
segue. After Bruges, I like the way you brought that in.
I'm trying to segue. Well, boys, you know who does have a good business idea? Hooper's Brew. In episode 2 of the Hooper's podcast, we advertised Hooper's Brew, which is a fruit cider alcoholic beverage. And they only went and bloody sent us some Hooper's Brews, didn't they? How nice of them, eh?
For free.
Fair play to them.
Fair play to Hooper's Brews, yeah. We asked for some, bit cheeky, and they said, yeah, we'll send
you. Who else did you ask for? Did you ask, was it?
Say their name on this podcast.
Thing is, Ender loves this.
I literally haven't bought.
Do you remember last time you came over and I'd filled the fridge up with some nice ales?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Emma, what do you fancy, mate?
That's my drink of choice.
It's
my drink of choice too, I haven't had one since they declined to send us any.
Well, you can't now, but Emma, he was looking for a earlier.
Look,
I'm
trying to.
We're boycotting
them. Let's stick to the ones who Because, to be fair, the Hoopers have sent us free drinks. They've earned my loyalty now.
Definitely. And they've got a great name.
Yeah, they've got a great name.
Do you want to tell the folks at home which one you're holding up for?
Today we're going to taste test live on the podcast Dandelion and Burdock. Now, I must say, I'm not partial to a Dandelion and Burdock.
Nope.
Are you two?
I'm not crazy about it.
No, but we're going to give it... So, we'll bear that in mind when we try it. I think my expectations are pretty high anyway. So, let's get the sound of the pouring. Here's some Hooper's here's some Hooper's brew pouring. Mm-mm-mm. Right, here we go. Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Quite nice.
Actually not that bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
I was expecting... Emma's face sounds different, but... Actually not that bad.
It's like a licorice-y. And licorice isn't my favourite, but it's not overwhelmingly licorice.
The taste isn't
it's
that strong.
It's kind of like Coke and Sambuca, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Coke. It's very... No, but it hasn't got the kick that Sambuca...
Because when you said fruity, and I smelt it, and I thought, that's not fruity. But actually, it does taste
Yeah, it's
like
got
fruity.
It's quite sweet. Goes down very well. Let me try another one. Very nice. I'll drink that all night, gladly.
I won't,
because I've got a game tomorrow.
Ben's got a game tomorrow.
Massive game tomorrow.
Pentraeth away, is it?
Llanfairpwll versus Pentraeth. 2 o'clock kickoff.
Nice.
Oh, no, I wouldn't... we'll have already been when I upload this.
But shout out to Llanfairpwll Football Club.
Sorry,
do
you
want
to
say that
again?
If we're having another go.
Yeah. Emin has fluffed this
shit. Shout out to Llanfairpwll Football Club. If anyone in Turkey is listening, if you want a new club. Looking for players?
Are looking for players, aren't they?
Llanfairpwll are looking for football players. Are you a football player? Come and play for Llanfairpwll Football Club. We train Tuesday night, 6:30, at, what is that thing called? Brailsford?
Oh, Canolvan Brailsford.
Yeah. Canolvan Brailsford at the AstroTurf at the back.
Learn from greats like Steve Smith.
Steve Smith, Johan Llewellyn, and others.
Ben Roberts. Yeah, you're gonna name yourself.
The Headband Warrior.
Headband Warrior.
Plays there. No, this drink is lovely. I am actually gonna drink this.
I will drink that.
Yeah, it's lovely. Thank you so much, Hooper's Brew. You gotta give it to
Appreciate it very much.
Cheers.
You gotta give it to Hooper's Brew.
Cheers to the Mexicans, eh?
Hey.
Name the film.
Mike Bassett.
Yes.
But this is made and sourced in the UK. Well, I don't know if it's sourced in the UK, but. Made in the UK. Look, they've been nice enough to send us free drinks.
Honestly now,
and it's
I
a nice
didn't
drink.
Think I was going to enjoy it.
No, I was planning on lying and saying that it was nice.
Well, you told us to lie. And yeah. This is the first
Dandelion and Burdock drink that I've ever actually liked.
Mm. And, yeah, it's gluten-free.
No.
You're joking.
What? So. In that case, I hate it.
Pour it down the...
You know me, I love my gluten. Right, boys. It's time for a very exciting segment.
Come on.
Where we pitch business ideas.
Shotgun, I'll go first.
Shotgun, I'll go first.
I'll go first.
Ah.
I'm very excited about my business idea. I've written it down somewhere.
Right,
okay.
Hang on. We have a little vote at the end. Who's
okay.
got the best business idea? And whoever's got the best one
yeah.
has got to tweet it.
We'll do
to
it like
Claude.
Come dine with
They've got
me.
To tweet it to Claude.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
To leave the picture.
Let me explain it to the folks. We've all come up with a business idea each, or an invention or something, and we're going to pitch it now, and we'll see who's got the best idea. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's mine. Do you love the Hoopers podcast? Do you want to let the world know that you're a bona fide member of the Hoopers? Well, why not prove it by buying our special Hoopers merchandise? T-shirts, jackets, bottle openers, sunglasses, and much more are available, all with the classic Hoopers logo to let people know just how cool you are. The winter months are coming up, and there's no better way to avoid pneumonia than with your very own Hoopers beanie. Stock up for Christmas supplies with our Hoopers shopping bags, and don't forget to put a few Hoopers mugs in there. Guitar, so you've only got 6 mugs in the cupboard?
8.
8?
That's a lot of mugs.
But you tell me Nick wouldn't like a Hooper's mug for Christmas?
Probably not.
Yeah.
And maybe while you're in the shop, pick up a pack of 6-pack Hooper's brew.
Oh, I'd be interested in that.
Yeah. Hooper's merchandise available nowhere yet. So what do you think of that? Hooper's merchandise.
I feel like you put a lot of effort into this business idea.
Hooper's merchandise.
You've clearly read that a couple of times at home to your mum, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, no.
Doreen's gone.
What did Doreen think of the business idea?
I read it to... I didn't read it to Doreen.
What did David think?
I read it to Stitch.
Ah.
You've got to practice in front of...
Yeah, something.
Your teddy bears.
Someone.
And Stitch is my prized possession.
Not
my
bad,
teddy
that,
bear.
Mate. Not bad. Although, is that going to get... Lord Sugar to invest $250,000.
Basically, here's, let me colour it in a bit.
Okay.
You go to awesomemerchandise.com, yeah?
Yeah.
You buy in bulk something with your logo on it.
Yeah.
Or your slogan or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sell for double the unit price.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you end up with... I was actually getting the calculator out and working out. I am actually up for making some Hooper's mugs and Hooper's bottle openers.
When you say a bulk, how much is a bulk? Like 100 of something?
10 or 1,000. Oh. Anywhere.
But obviously, the more you buy, the cheaper it is.
Yeah.
I like how there's like no in between.
No, either 10
or 1,000.
No, 10 or 1,000. They're very strict. And look, we'll wait until the podcast gets a bit more popular. And then maybe, although Christmas is coming up,
yeah.
Hooper's mug. I would like to... Come on. You're telling me you wouldn't buy a Hooper's mug for
£5? I'd buy one.
Hmm.
Sorry, what was that?
Well, the unit price would be like $250 each if we bought 100 mugs. So a fiver for a Hooper's mug
buy,
with our logo
yeah.
on it.
A mug for a fiver, you're laughing, because listen, Nicole just went and spent £7 per mug in Denby the other day, and I was not too good.
Let me show you my logo idea.
Go on.
Bloody disgrace.
You see,
it's three rings.
It's a bloody disgrace.
It's two coffee stain rings, and they link together to form an H.
That is a pretty bad logo.
That's awful,
that.
Look, we needed a logo, okay?
Yeah, no, do you know what? And you put a picture of this on Snapchat the other day, and when I saw the picture, I thought,
is that
but I didn't want to...
I couldn't even make it out on Snapchat, it was that bad.
I asked my friend, well...
Hey, Josh! Friend!
Ex-friend.
Ooh, hang on.
Oh,
hang on, hang on.
You and Josh?
Pause.
No.
Rewind a bit.
Not Josh.
Ex-friend? Who's your ex-friend?
My friend Brandon, who is a graphic designer.
And why are you no longer friends?
Because I asked him to do a Hooper's logo for me.
Yeah.
Hasn't got back to me.
To be fair though, if he's a graphic designer, I'm glad he didn't, because I actually thought that that's what he sent you.
Yeah,
that's,
to be
that's
fair, no, I would. If he would have sent that, he still probably would have been an ex-friend, wouldn't he? So.
Well, no, look, I sent him something like this, and I said, look, about something like this. He was like, yeah. Thought he'd email me with an idea.
He did get back to you.
Well, he was just like, I don't know, yeah, you need a logo.
And that's it. You got to think some people are busy, yeah?
I'm the president of the Hoopers.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Right, who wants to go next? Their business
idea. I'll...
Rock, paper, scissors?
Or... No, I'll just go next.
I'm going to go next.
Oh, don't hear the funny story, though, about rock, paper, scissors?
Okay.
Today in school, yeah.
The funny story isn't your business idea, is it?
That's part of it. Doing rock, paper, scissors with a kid in school today to see who got to go further, and they were like playing a game of cards, and he actually, instead of doing scissors, actually pulled up the middle finger at me and didn't even try.
Wow.
He was genuinely like dead upset and embarrassed about it. I couldn't stop laughing.
Did he win though?
No, I said,
would have won.
I said, I've got to go now if you're going to do that.
What, so he just did it out of habit?
Yeah, like he didn't try and pull the finger at me.
Where usually when he holds his hand up, that's what he puts out.
He was just like, I was like, has he just done that? He's like, nine. Anyway,
right, go on, give us your business idea.
It's not as detailed and thorough as Ben.
Mm-hmm. I'll just give it to you. Right. It's because you came up with this
call
about 5 minutes ago outside.
Well, I panicked.
He's got an iPad, which is more than what I've got at the moment. So.
But an iPad's already an iPad.
Right, so basically, it's sort of like a buy to let investment, okay?
Yeah.
So, the idea is, you get the $250,000 you have to spend. So you buy a property or offices to rent out to other companies.
Okay.
So if you're doing this, then you need like a deposit of 20%. So, for example, $200,000 would be enough of a deposit of a building offices worth £1 million.
Okay.
So then you rent them out then. Okay. But what you could also do is get people to invest in the company. So. Investment, well, real estate investment is really attractive because it's one of the few businesses out there that's got the potential of income that is so high.
That's true.
I thought this was going to be funny, but...
So, with that, you target, like, business owners or individuals that have got, like, a bit of money about them.
Yeah.
Because if they were to put like their money into a bank or like trying to see like interest things, then like you're looking at like the highest these days, you get like 8% interest over like 3 years.
Mm.
Whereas if you'd invest in my company, I'd offer you at least a 10% interest every year. So basically, if you could get 20 investors, that would invest like 10,000 each into the company.
Mm.
And that's another deposit on another £1 million office or building. So basically, you just expand as you go. So just invest the money that you make back into the things and flying.
Well, Git, I must say, I was not doing all those calculations in my head. But I trust you that
what's 20% of a million?
12.
200 grand.
200 grand.
What do you mean 12?
Huh?
What school did you go to?
I'm not good at the fast maths.
Yeah. So, but that's my idea anyway.
I think that's got some legs.
Buy to that investment. Yeah, there's money in real estate, isn't there? So,
if you're willing to invest £250,000 for that idea, no, 200,000 you need.
No, what you said was, what would you do in apprentice pitch?
Oh, yeah.
So you'd get 250. That's what the winner gets is 250.
Okay.
So I'd invest 200. You'd have to have a bit of money on the side just in case, wouldn't you? You know.
Yeah, and 50 grand for the boys.
50 grand on the side, boys. Vegas
for the boys. I think that's a great idea.
I don't think it's too bad.
No, it's a solid idea. You usually have a property idea, don't you, in The Apprentice?
Yeah.
And property is one of those things that's always going up in value.
I think it's very hard to lose money in property, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you don't. Yeah.
It's the place to be. If you've got the money, if you've got the backing to get into real estate,
so
do it.
Basically, anybody's actually interested in this, then I'm happy to take it on.
Yeah.
But you'll have to invest in me because I haven't got the money to start off.
Yeah, and while you're getting your cash out, buy some Hooper's keychains.
Oh yeah, well that could be, actually, here we are, bring the businesses together.
That's right.
Invest 10 grand, get a free mug.
Yeah. Say, you can rent this property, but you have to buy a Hooper's sofa.
Yeah.
I think this is good.
Or they could, everything in the offices could be like, there'd be Hooper's mugs everywhere and...
That's great.
Key rings.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
We can basically stock the place. Emmett, is there any chance we could combine your idea as well?
Probably.
Mr. Interrupt everyone else's business ideas.
I didn't do that.
Mr. Go off and get a beer from the fridge when
you
Git was pitching.
That was very rude. I was doing my pitch and you left to get a beer.
To be honest, I was hoping for some inspiration in the fridge because I've just had like a mini anxiety attack thinking about how... my ideas compared to Git on figures who's over here.
Look, here's your chance. Let all those fears float away.
Well, it's not a very good idea, but you know me, I love mountains.
You do love mountains.
I do.
Almost as much as you love dogs.
And food.
Loves taking dogs
but
up the mountain.
Hey, come on now, come on now, come on now. So my business idea was going to be, you know, with North Wales on the up at the moment with such companies as Zipworld. If you want to give us a free ride, Zipworld, you know, more than welcome to.
Free ride.
Ride?
Yeah, that's what you said on a zipline. Yeah? What would you do on a zipline?
Excursion.
Yeah. Not ride.
Experience.
Free go on Zipworld.
You want to have a go?
Are
you game, man?
Carry on.
So, yeah. You know, my knowledge of the area is quite good. And, you know, I've taken you up a couple of mountains, haven't I, baby?
Are you going with this? Is this going towards, like, a Brokeback Mountain thing, or...?
Emmett,
what is it with you and offensive behaviour?
Hang on, you've been swearing all day.
You have been swearing all day.
But I haven't targeting groups of people, Gitto.
You said you've been taking bad up mountains.
The women now, the gays. Is that who you're going after next, Gitto?
I'm not having this.
Look, Emmett, you do have to watch your language because children and American Christians are listening to this. No, look.
Go on, what's your business idea?
Start again, because I don't know what your business idea is.
Listen.
Mountains.
Right, okay. There's a lot of tourism in North Wales at the moment.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mountains in North Wales.
Yeah.
What I was going to do was, because I'm quite familiar with a lot of the routes, I was going to put a GoPro on and put a load of the routes in different places that you can go and me walking them and then sell them on. Yeah, hang on, bear with me. I know I haven't got the figures.
Hang on, I don't understand it.
So, I'm going
to
sell...
Basically, Emma knows the mountains. She wants to wear a GoPro and walk up the mountains.
Walk up a mountain. Is that it? Is that really it?
Well, so far, yeah.
Basically, yeah, but... So you don't have to go up the mountain. You can just watch me on YouTube go up. I don't know how I'm going to make...
What do you go up? Yeah, how do you make
I've got a backup because I knew what I was going
to... Hang on, can we just... Wait there. So your business plan
idea is you're going to film you walking up a mountain.
Yeah, you're taking a mic out of me all day. And that's your business idea.
I can't believe
you. You're going to put a camera on your head of you walking up a mountain.
I can't believe I told him about this about a month ago. Think of a business idea.
What if it's
and he came up with, oh, I could walk up a mountain with a GoPro.
I'm not being funny.
With big rocks on it.
Lucy makes Christmas cards as well.
Is that, do you know what? Go on, carry on with Christmas. That's better.
Yeah, advertise Lucy's Christmas cards.
She makes amazing Welsh language Christmas cards, you know.
Okay.
So, very in demand. So, the idea, you've had your moment.
Idea is, Emma's going to wear a GoPro and watch Lucy make Christmas cards
from the top of a mountain.
Moving on. Anyway, The Apprentice, eh?
I told you I had like a mini anxiety attack thinking about me saying that in front of Karen and Claude and Alan.
No, go on, advertise Lucy's cards.
Just take the
ad. Where can they get them? We'll put them on the Hooper's Twitter. If you're interested in a really nice handmade
Christmas card.
Christmas card.
Or birthday card. Any occasion.
In Welsh language form.
Or English.
Or English. Tweet at Hooper's Podcast. And I might pass it on, might not.
Yeah, or if you want to see a video of me going up a mountain, you know, the clips will be available soon.
Or just add you on Snapchat.
Yeah, not bad. To be fair though, it was quite popular. We put that picture up of you on my Instagram, on Creep Goch, and we had a load of Bolivian people like it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. That
Where's the money though?
Yeah, I was... How are you going to get money in this mountain scheme?
Like,
how does Kim Kardashian make money?
Listen, we've all seen
get out again with the smut.
What? It's true.
Don't Google Kim Kardashian.
What do you mean don't Google it? I've got it up here ready.
It's true.
No,
get out.
It's not appropriate.
Look, you with the language again. Both of you are...
Hang on. That I was in.
A bad influence on each other.
Hang on, I haven't been swearing for a while now.
No, not swearing, but you were the smut, and then he backs it up with the language.
How does she make money?
You're going down smut lane.
Instagram.
She's got about 12 businesses that she...
Yeah, I know, but does Kim Kardashian walk up a mountain with a GoPro?
That's where she's gone wrong, yeah.
Did you actually look at Kim Kardashian's Instagram and think, I'm going to copy this, I'm going to walk up a mountain?
I'm going to copy this with my own twist.
To be fair, I'm making this up as we go along anyway, so...
Really, because it sounded like you. Yeah. I can't believe it. You spent an hour in the car and with me and you couldn't come up with something better than that.
To be fair, most of that hour was spent fear of my life because I thought we were going to die.
You are a pretty bad driver, Ben.
Look,
awful.
Look, Emmett, okay. Bad driver, but...
Get up to tell you to put your lights on earlier and put the wipers on.
But getting better
every day. While driving.
Emmett, did you die?
Never happened.
There we are.
How bad is he?
Not too bad. It's time to vote on whose idea we're going to invest every penny that we have into. Does anyone want to invest in Emir's mountain idea?
Me. Oh, fair play, Gitter.
That's really not funny, mate.
Or Lucy's Christmas cards. I think Lucy's Christmas cards...
I mean... I'm not mad about investing in Lucy Christmas cards, but if she is generally making Christmas
cards...
Just to
give her some for free.
Yeah.
I'll buy some off her. I'll buy a pack.
Okay. Fantastic.
I'll buy a pack.
But
I haven't got any friends to give them to.
I should have just
got
that.
I have to go for the wash ones because family.
Yeah. Okay. You know, she does personalised ones if you want.
So I don't even have to sign them either. Well, why didn't you say that earlier? You should have based your whole pitch on that.
You didn't advertise these very well, did you?
What a bonus that is.
Come on. Hey, Gitter's property... investment. Or do you, wait, so Lucy's Christmas cards, what would you give that out of 10? I'd give it a 7. I think it's a decent 6.57.
I think now that he's added in the whole that
personalized.
Yeah, I think it's a 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you get
my GoPro. Yeah, my mountain walk.
So she gets a 7 out of 10.
She gets a 7 out of 10. So Lucy's business idea gets a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, so a score of 14. Out of 20.
Okay. Gitter's property, where do you give that?
To be honest, I stopped listening after about...
It was...
Hang on! You stopped listening!
But, hey, you've done your homework. No, you've done...
I respect you for crunching the numbers, which is why I'm giving you 8.5.
I'll give you a 7.
Hang on! You're giving me a 7!
Hey,
Moving on, though, I think there's only one real winner here.
Ah, oh, guys.
And that is the GoPro.
No, come on. Hooper's merchandise, I think, is a good idea if we just change the logo.
We agreed on that?
Do you know what,
yeah. G-Star?
Do you know what, you've asked me to come up with a business plan for Lord Sugar, and you've chosen Hooper's mugs.
He's one of these that can't take it when the team don't pick his idea, so he just sabotages
You're
the rest
so
of the team.
I'm like a child, yeah? Like, I've got a great idea, I want to be project manager, but you won't even give it to me?
You're so competitive, you wouldn't even
let
me look at your notes earlier.
I think
Hooper's mugs.
I think the fans should pick the winner. Tweet us to tell us which business idea you would like to see us implement. Not that we could implement the property idea, but
for the Hooper's
if Claude is still listening, I like to think he is. We have one more clip to watch. Should we watch it?
Go for it.
The final clip, we're back to The Apprentice. My favourite moment of The Apprentice of all time to round off this Hooper's podcast. And it goes all the way back to season one. Right? Let me introduce this to you. Both teams are tasked with creating an advertisement campaign for the same jukebox system. Right? So I guess stereo speaker.
Yeah, we know what a jukebox system is.
This team that we're about to watch has been having a disastrous week with a disastrous poster and embarrassing advert made. So it's up to Rachel, blonde lady, to save the task with a pitch to potential buyers.
This can only be great.
This is genuinely, I think, worse than your pitch just now, Ed. So,
what? Worse?
Worse.
Well, let's play it then.
Let's see. So this is Rachel. Her character is like, she's kind of a hippie. She spent most of this task coming up with a mood board for... yeah.
Come on,
she's one of those kind of people. So here's Rachel pitching her jukebox.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yep.
The pitch was, I think, one of the most horrible experiences I've ever had to endure.
Do you feel comfortable, relaxed?
Excited.
How are we feeling now? Well, I think it's one of those kind of moments.
It was the only time in the series so far when I've actually wished that the ground would open and swallow me up. It was awful being in that room.
Stop it now, stop it now. Don't you realise what you're doing?
I think it just sort of went a bit, you know, like this. And then there was a spin.
But when she started taking her shoes off and moving into a sort of a slow rumba, then we really knew we were in trouble.
But when you saw the faces around the room, you realised everybody was just completely taken aback.
So it was like a cold steel hand round one's sphincter as one watched Rachel perform her dance. It was horrible.
I don't understand what we've just watched.
It's an absolutely beautiful apprentice moment, all the way back from season one.
That was awful.
Yeah, and listeners really should go and watch the clip. It's in Apprentice Worst Decisions Ever, Part 2, where Rachel does her dance.
Gitar looked really sad.
She was fired this week, obviously.
Good.
Her background is advertising and marketing. She pitches all the time, and she thought that dance was a good idea. Quite stunning, and it really makes you think. Like, these people who come to you as like advertising experts, they haven't got a clue.
Well, yeah,
because that lady's got to have something wrong in her.
I'm speechless.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Gives you confidence, doesn't it?
It gives you confidence that you never have to have a pitch as bad as that.
And kind of still begs the question how she's got a job and you haven't.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Only thing missing from that was she wasn't wearing a GoPro when she was doing it.
I would have paid for that.
She would have won the show if it was, you know. But
I would have paid. Look, it's a brilliant apprentice moment. And the older series especially have some really great moments like this.
Because Alan Sugar swears in it, doesn't he? I think that makes it a lot better.
It does, but also the people on it aren't so self-aware.
Mm.
They're just kind of, oh, just do whatever, and there happens to be a camera here. Whereas people go on it now and act like it's Big Brother, like they act like a politician.
Yeah.
Whereas she's just an absolute weirdo that doesn't realise how awkward she's being in front of the camera. That's what made the first few seasons amazing. And like that Snapchat I sent you the other day. Did I send it to you, Guitar, of that candidate slapping his ass in the middle of the pitch?
No. You're joking.
That was brilliant.
But that must be one of the early series as well.
Season 4 or 5?
Yeah, it must be pretty early.
I think they were like promoting some sort of exercise machine.
Yeah.
During the pitch, and didn't even say anything. And it was
no,
just
he
like,
was just in charge of like demonstrating it.
You really shouldn't clap in front of the speaker. How is that going to sound? Look at that on the laptop.
I'm going
to have to edit that out.
Right next to your speech. Yeah, when it goes up and down and put that on.
This blonde lady was doing the speech and she said, and it works the thigh, the buttocks, and he went... and the pitch people just burst out laughing, but he had a straight face.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Like he'd obviously thought this through.
He was hilarious.
That was an instinct telling him to slap his own.
And they spoke about it in like the team meeting after. It was like, yeah, try and avoid doing that. And the guy stood by his decision.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I was just showing them
where the buttocks is.
Yeah, but he is. I might send you boys that episode actually because it's sensational.
That sounds crazy.
It's sensational. Look, this has been a lovely podcast, and I think maybe our most productive one ever. We've come up with 3 business ideas that we can...
Hang on, 4! Emil had 2.
Yeah.
Well, Lucy had 1.
I think Lucy's was the saving grace, wasn't it?
Yeah. Lucy is welcome to come on the podcast and pitch her
Christmas cards. She's witnessed the podcast,
hasn't
she?
Well, she was a bit quiet, wasn't she, when she came on?
Who was it? Was it Daz?
Yeah, Daz. In episode 2, Lucy was in the audience, the live audience.
For all 10 minutes.
But Lucy is welcome to come on the podcast and pitch these Christmas cards if she's really serious. If she really wants to be in this process, she's got to prove it to the audience and get those fans.
Yeah.
So, Lucy, if you're out there, tweet the @HoopersPodcast.
Does Lucy follow Hoopers Podcast?
No, that's a good point. Follow us back, for one thing. Because it's a bit rude, really, when you're following someone and they don't follow you back.
Here's a question for you.
Oshant Davis.
I had a notification on Twitter saying that I had a new follower. He was a Hoopers. So I thought, oh, Bill. So I clicked on it to follow you back, and I was already following you.
Yeah, that's right.
How's that, Ben?
It's because the Hoopers Podcast account is Emir's old Twitter.
Ah.
Emir's old Twitter was following you.
Do you remember Emir's old Twitter account?
I do. Chilling for a living.
That was brilliant.
Chilling for a living. Do you remember that? Do you remember saying that, Ems?
Emir actually confiscated my iPad because I wouldn't tell him what the password was.
That could be... Chilling for a living could be one of our Hooper slogans on our t-shirts.
I really didn't want a Twitter account. You made one for me.
No, you made that very clear.
And we left it for like 3 years and came back and it had like... I don't know, a couple of people actually genuinely thinking it was me.
Hmm.
I actually forgot to mention the 3 slogans that we could put on the t-shirt. The Hooper slogans.
Okay.
The 3 things that I say more than anything else to keep...
Like you say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 1, there's nothing worse than racism. Number 2, slow and steady wins the race. And number 3, my most well-known catchphrase... What you talk about, Willis?
That's literally the first time I've heard you say that.
Well, I thought I'd end with an impression, yeah.
Well, that was kind of funny. I enjoyed that impression, man.
I also came up with the top 3 worst inventions ever made. Number 3, doing a counting up.
Yeah.
Number 3, poverty. Number 2, war. Sorry, Daz. And number 1, the smart car. Terrible car. Doesn't even have a back to it.
Either will yours after you put these after your day with it, mate, let's be honest.
But it still has its bumper on, doesn't it? It's got a little dent in it, but it's still on there.
A smart car would probably actually suit you because you cannot park or drive for
that. I can park. I'm really good at parking.
You can park.
I can park.
And the size of a smart car would really limit the damage that you're able to.
Well, I'm not. It's the worst. It's number 1 on the worst inventions ever made.
Is it?
Well, on my list that I just made for this podcast.
So you prioritise that over poverty?
Yeah, it's pretty steep, mate. I think you should delete all this last bit.
Yeah, yeah. But the smart car is pretty bad.
Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.
Do you want to say good night to the listeners? Or good evening? Or good morning?
Good afternoon.
Well, Gitta, when do you normally listen to the Hoopers podcast? What time of day? Night.
When I'm doing a sleeping at work.
Yeah, so night. Emid, when do you normally
Edward doesn't listen to
it. He doesn't listen to it.
In the morning, on the way to work.
Okay, so...
Well, how long did it take you to drive to work?
7 minutes.
So how do you listen to the whole podcast in 7 minutes?
He's been caught out. Okay, so me and Git all say goodnight because we listen to it at night. You say good morning. Okay, so...
Good night!
What was that? Good night! That's how they say it on Rainbow.
Yeah, no.
We better say goodnight soon because this is going to be a long podcast. Right, thank you for listening in Turkey. Good night.
I'm all alone every night. How I moan and how I fight those big city blues. I walk for miles, place to place, but no one smiles to help me chase those big city blues.